Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can certainly call us toll-free, and that number is 1-800-968-1497. And visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, most of us have gotten one speeding ticket or moving violation over our experience driving. Roughly 41 million people each year receive a speeding ticket, with the average cost being $152, including fees. A survey conducted among drivers found that 42% don't consider 10 miles over the speed limit as speeding. And strangely enough, in that same survey, 10% feel that 20 miles an hour over the speed limit isn't speeding. Now, one thing that just came to mind in preparation for this podcast was a movie that came out in 1985 entitled Moving Violations. It's kind of a forgettable movie. It starred John Murray, who is the brother of Brian Doyle Murray, of course, Bill Murray, and Joel Murray. It also had a cast of, I'd say, B-list actors that included Fred Willard, a young Jennifer Tilly was in it, Sally Kellerman, Brian Backus, and quite a few others. But there was one notable that was an interesting choice, and that was Clara Peller. And for those of you Gen Xers and below, you would remember Clara Peller from her Wendy's restaurant commercials. The elderly woman that constantly was asking, "Where's the beef?" Yes, that Clara Peller. She was in the movie as well. Now, the film followed a group of bad drivers as they went to traffic school in order to regain their licenses. And, of course, hilarity ensued. But the question is, in the real world, do moving violations impact your insurance? Well, in a nutshell, yes. Yes, they do. So I want to go over the state of Michigan. Every state's different, but since I am licensed for selling insurance in the state of Michigan, I thought I would go over the state of Michigan as far as insurance and moving violations. Now, here in the state of Michigan, as with all states, states everywhere, each insurance company has a filing with the state as far as their insurance product rates, discounts, and insurance policy eligibility. So they've got to present to the state, these are the auto insurance rates that we're going to be charging for the various coverages. These are the homeowners insurance rates. These are the motorcycle insurance rates, and so on and so forth. These are the discounts that we're offering, and the percentages or factors involved with the discounts. And then, of course, who we are going to insure. You know, as far as who and what we're going to insure. Now, because of this, moving violations can be a big deal when it comes to automobile insurance. So let's take an example, okay? Again, this is just a simple example. Joe S. has had a pretty rough year in 2022, racking up several moving violations over the past year. In June of 2022, he received a speeding ticket for 5 miles over the speed limit. And then again in October of that same year, he got into a little fender bender with his motorcycle and was cited for an at-fault accident. Finally, in December, he had a little too much holiday cheer and received an alcohol-related violation. So let's take a look at one insurance company's eligibility guidelines for automobile insurance, keeping in mind that every insurance carrier is different as far as their state filings. Now, this particular insurance company in their manual, their rule and rate manual, under driving eligibility, we find this section. In accordance with Section 2103 of the Michigan Complied Laws, Chapter 21 of the Insurance Code, the following applicants are ineligible for coverage, and it lists like A through F as far as what they're, but we're going to look at, again, we got Joe S., who's got a 5-over speeding ticket, he's got an at-fault accident, and he's got an alcohol-related violation. So we're going to look at those types of violations to see as far as whether or not he would be eligible for insurance with this particular insurance company. If we look at letter D in that section, a person who has been convicted of or determined to be responsible in probate court for any of the civil infractions noted below, pursuant to sections 257.320A and 257.625B, amendments of Act Number 300 of the Public Acts of 1949 of the Michigan Compiled Laws during the immediately preceding 3-year period. So the immediately, when you're going to write insurance, so if we're going to write insurance today, okay, today at the time that I'm recording this is March 16. So 3 years prior to this date, okay, because it says during the immediately preceding 3-year period. So starting, if we were to write insurance today, we would have to go back 3 years from today. Number four under letter D, it says driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor and or controlled substance or operating a vehicle while having a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or more by weight of alcohol, whether or not injury or death results. And then number five, operation of a vehicle after impairment of ability due to consumption of intoxicating liquor and or controlled substance, whether or not injury or death results. All right, so driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor or controlled substance, operation of a vehicle after impairment of ability due to consumption of intoxicating liquor and or controlled substance, that would mark the applicant ineligible for coverage. And then if we look at F, just to follow up with this, a person whose driving record for the 3-year period immediately preceding an application or renewal of a policy has an accumulation of more than 6 insurance eligibility points. Okay. So right off the bat, we know that Joe S. is not eligible for insurance coverage with this particular insurance company. And the reason we know that is because on his motor vehicle record, if you recall, in December of 2022, he got an alcohol-related offense. So again, driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor and or controlled substance, operating a vehicle while having a blood alcohol content of 0.08% or more by weight of alcohol, whether or not injury or death results, or operation of vehicle after impairment of ability due to consumption of intoxicating liquor and or controlled substance, whether or not injury or death results. Right there. Cut and dry. He's got an alcohol-related offense. He does not qualify for insurance coverage with this particular insurance company. Now, I did want to bring up, as far as the eligibility, it says a person whose driving record for the 3-year period immediately preceding the application or renewal of a policy has an accumulation of more than 6 insurance eligibility points. Now, insurance eligibility points are slightly different in some cases from a state's motor vehicle infraction point system. Okay, and just to, if we read in the rule and rate guide, it explains what insurance eligibility points mean. Insurance eligibility points mean points calculated within a 3-year period according to the following schedule. for convictions, determinations of responsibility for civil infractions, or findings of responsibility in probate court. For the, I just picked out the ones that would apply to Joe S.'s situation. For the first substantially at-fault accident, 3 points. So because of that accident with his motorcycle in October, there's 3 insurance eligibility points. If you read on, it says for second and following substantially at-fault accidents, there would be 4 points. So you get 3 points for the first at-fault accident, and then if you have any at-fault accidents after that, each one would be 4 eligibility points. And then C, for violation of any lawful speed limit by more than 5 miles per hour, but less than 11 miles per hour, 2 points. It goes through, like, if you've got, you know, a 20 over speed, a 16 over, it goes through the eligibility points. I just picked out Joe S.'s, because of Joe S.'s record, it picked out the ones that would apply to his particular situation. Now, again, for Joe S., because of his alcohol-related violation, he is not eligible for automobile insurance from this carrier for a period of 3 years. Now, if he has no further violations in that time period, he would be eligible in December of 2025, okay? Because it would go by the conviction date of that alcohol-related incident. So the conviction date was in December of 2022. You would flash forward 3 years, and it would be December of 2025 that he would be eligible for insurance, barring any further alcohol-related incidents or major violations like careless driving, failure to stop after an accident, fleeing and eluding a police. There's like a whole list of major violations that could make someone ineligible. Now, again, he's got the alcohol-related incident, so he would be ineligible. And he would have, even if we didn't have that, he would have 5 insurance eligibility points. So he would have 3 points for the at-fault accident and then 2 points for the 5 over speed. So if he didn't have the alcohol-related incident, he would be eligible with this insurance carrier because he has less than 6 insurance eligibility points at that point. Now, for minor moving violations, some states do offer a traffic school option where you can attend an online or in-person class. Now, the state of Michigan, within the last couple of years, have instituted that option for drivers here in the state of Michigan. Now, upon completion of the class, the moving violation will be scrubbed from your driving record, and therefore the insurance company would not charge for it. It's not on your record, so the insurance company can't charge you for it. Now, I recommend to clients that call me asking about the impact of a moving violation on their insurance to take the traffic school option if it's available. It's available for certain motor vehicle violations, and then I think you're only allowed, I can't say for certain, but I think you're only allowed like 1 or 2 within a 3-year period. So, I mean, if you're constantly getting speeding tickets, you need to take your foot off the gas. For sure. But I think that for minor ones, I think you're allowed like 1 or 2 that'll be scrubbed off your record, you know, within a 3-year period. Now, the cost for the classes, I've looked online for some clients. It varies anywhere from $50 to $100. You really need to go to the I went under the state of Michigan's website and looked up vendors that were approved by the state of Michigan for the traffic school program. And the ones that I found are anywhere from $50 to $100 for the class. And it involved, you know, taking a class for a couple hours, like a webinar, or going through some reading, and then taking a quiz at the end. If you pass the quiz, they would submit documentation on your behalf to the state of Michigan to have the traffic violation removed from your driving record. Now, the cost of being anywhere from $50 to $100 for the class is going to be much cheaper than the impact on their insurance rates over the next 3 to 5 years. Some insurance carriers, they look at your charging your insurance with moving violations for 3 years. Some go as far as 5 years, depending on the violations and depending on the insurance company and how they're filed with the state. With Joe S. here, after 3 years, he would be eligible for this insurance company, but the alcohol-related incident would be charged points. And I believe that there would be 8 points. So, and since it's a major violation, it would be on his insurance for a period of 5 years. The state of Michigan and insurance companies, they really want to hammer down that a major violation is not going to be tolerated. So they do want to punish you to make sure that you don't do this again. So yeah, for the first 3 years, he would not be eligible for this particular insurance company. After December of 2025, he would be, but a further 2 years, that alcohol-related violation would be charged on his insurance, and again, that would be 8 points, which is pretty hefty as far as rating goes. So yeah, they don't mess around when it comes to major moving violations. Of course, you should certainly talk to your hometown insurance agent if you receive a moving violation to see what potential impact it may have on your insurance rates. And you may want to do some research to find out if your particular state does participate in a traffic school program where it would erase that moving violation from your record. And again, my recommendation is if at all possible, to go ahead and if you can take that class for the $50 or $100 or whatever the cost is, take it to get that violation removed from your record, because again, it can impact your insurance rates. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a great week. We've got some storms coming through. Hopefully there's no more snow, but I can feel it. I can feel spring is right around the corner. Can you feel it too? Until next time.